Thank you, beloved Creator, for giving us the awakening of the heart. Teachers who pass the wisdom to us, and for giving us these great friends to develop together spiritually. Allow us to feel at every moment and be inspired more and more by the greatness of our environment to intensify our desire for the goal. Protect and defend the friends who desire pure bestowal. Let us reach the connection that we all desire and be a conduit for you to humanity.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, as usual, we are continuing in our study. And what is important is that we will feel each and every day, as it says, that they shall be as new in your eyes. That each day our vessel becomes empty and it starts anew. Although we feel emptiness, and seemingly nothing is left in us from what we had before. And how will we study now if we don't feel even what we are basing ourselves on? But actually, that feeling is the most beneficial feeling for spiritual advancement. As it says, and they shall be new in your eyes. Every day we should start anew. A person, each and every day, is a new creation. And therefore, we shouldn't actually see ourselves that we are becoming empty from one day to the next, but rather we're being built from one day to the next because we are being emptied from the previous thing. It has already entered from our emotion and our intellect into our qualities, and our emotion and intellect are now ready for us to work with them and fill them with a new impression from the connection between us and from between us to the study materials. Therefore, it is good to feel oneself before the lesson, or when a person gets up in the morning, when he wakes up from the sleep, that he feels himself empty. This is certainly the correct preparation that one gets from above to be ready and worthy of receiving the next portion on the path.
In your observation, headline, the totality of the world in the thought of creation is called the light of Ein Sof. And the totality of the receivers that is there is called Malchut of Ein Sof. Item 26. It has already been explained regarding the end of the work is in the preliminary thought that it is the thought of creation which expanded from his self, his essence, in order to delight his creations. And we have learned that in him, the thought and the light are one and the same thing. It therefore follows that the light of Ein Sof that expanded from his essence contains the whole of reality before us through the end of the future correction, which is the end of the work, where in him all the creations are already complete with all their perfection and joy that he wished to bestow upon them, And this reality, which is completely sufficient, which is complete sufficiently, is called the light of Ein Sof. And that which contains them is called Malchut of Ein Sof.
About this we say the end of the act is in the preliminary thought that all of the vessels exist already in their corrected form and all of the lights that fill these vessels in the complete form, and that form of light and vessel together, bound together, and there is nothing more to add there. It is the world. We will go there. Light is the totality, that which includes everything that there is in reality. Stole from above, from the Creator, towards us, is called light. And it carries within it, it incorporates all of the deficiencies, all of the vessels and all the preparations in order to discover the upper light, in order to discover the Creator's relation to
So we are reading chapter 7, item 27. The headline, although only phase 4 was restricted, the light left the first three phases as well.
This speaks about Malchut of Ein Sof. Even though only phase 4 was restricted, or Malchut of Ein Sof was restricted only to phase 4, the light departed it only also in its first three phases. Malchut of Ein Sof includes within it four phases, four stages, and even though the light couldn't stay in phase four in Malchut of Ein Sof, however, we have a law that there is nothing partial in spirituality. If there is some decision, if there is some flaw, some calculation, it has to be over this entire desire that is now involved in this action. And therefore, because Malchut of Ein Sof could not hold the light of Ein Sof in its phase 4, however, the light departed all the previous three phases, those that precede phase 4 as well. This is what it says here. Even though Malchut of Ein Sof was restricted only in its phase 4, this is where she felt her will to receive, and that it is the opposite of the Creator, and that this separates her from the Creator. The light departed from the first three phases in her as well. Please.
Item 27. It has already been explained that the middle point, which is the comprehensive point of the thought of creation, namely the will to enjoy in it, embellished itself to enhance its equivalence of form with the emanator. Although there is no disparity of form in His almightiness, from the perspective of the emanator, the point of the desire felt it as a kind of indirect extension from His essence. As with the allegory about the rich man, for this reason, she diminished her desire from the last phase, which is the complete gadlut, the greatness of the will to receive, to increase the adhesion by way of direct extension from His essence. Then the light was emptied from the entire place, meaning from all four degrees that exist in the place. And even though she diminished her desire only from phase 4, it is the nature of the spiritual that it is indivisible.
That This means that the moment that Malchut of Ein Sof, which is the greatest desire that is now being revealed, which was built in that way by the upper light, she receives the upper light, she's filled with the upper light, she enjoys the upper light, and she begins to feel inside of her how the upper light is filling her more and more. Along with that, she begins to feel that she cannot tolerate it in her last phase. There, where the will to receive is the most developed. And then it is felt how much the upper light is the opposite of the desire according to its nature. The nature of the light is entirely to give, and the nature of the desire is entirely to receive. And then the two of them, of course, they can be together in that the pleasure fills the desire, and then the pleasure is felt in infinitely. This is why it is called Malchut of Ein Sof, infinity or no end. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, because this Malchut of Ein Sof feels how much she is opposite to what fills her, that according to her nature and the nature of the light, these are two in completely opposite forms. So by that, it turns out that Malchut of Ein Sof suffers. She cannot suffer this thing which is so opposite to her. All of the pleasures are because we are in identification, equivalence, and all of the suffering are because we are in opposition to each other. Therefore, Malchut of Ein Sof, even though she receives and seemingly enjoys the light of Ein Sof that fills her, because this is what she wants, but along with that, she feels how much they are opposites, meaning that it is not enough that each one adds to the other. Here it becomes revealed that each one, according to his nature, is the opposite of the other. That is, what is revealed here is a new phenomenon, that even though I can enjoy from you, but along with that, I discover that I am the opposite of you. And with that oppositeness, I don't know what to do about it. This is what Malchut of Ein Sof discovers. And this is why she has no choice, no option, no chance to do anything, but to come out of that state, to expel the light of Ein Sof, that is, that fills her, and remain empty. In the present state, she no longer knows what else can be done. This is the only decision and the only action that she's capable of doing, out of feeling how much they are opposites. We also feel sometimes in certain incidents in life that we are not capable of suffering something, not because we feel pain, physical pain, but rather because we are in a situation where we are opposite to whatever we have before us, and we have to remove ourselves from any connection with that phenomenon that we have before us. This is what Malchut of Ein Sof feels. And each one should try to depict all of these things inside of themselves, truly to search, and it doesn't matter if we might be mistaken or not mistaken with all of these actions, with all of these emotions, but the most important is to turn oneself and truly pressure oneself. Maybe it's this way, maybe it's that way, to try to feel these states that we are seemingly in contact with the upper light. On the one hand, we discover how much we want it, to be filled by it, and later on we discover eventually shame, that what we receive brings us the feeling of shame. It lowers us, drops us down, and we suffer so much from the feeling of shame, along with the fact that maybe we can enjoy what we're receiving, but with that comes to us or is revealed in us the feeling of shame, so much so that this is called I am better off dead. I am willing to die so long as I do not feel that. And therefore, Malchut of Ein Sof departs from the reception of the light of Ein Sof, and she prefers to remain empty.
Rafa, что значит развитое желание? Вот почему?
Thank you, teacher. What does it mean the desire is developed? Why in the third phase it didn't feel its contradiction to the light, and in the fourth degree, fourth phase, it does feel it?
Because through the upper light that reaches the will to receive and starts to feel the will to receive, that upper light develops the will to receive. The will to receive begins to feel that it is receiving, it is pleasant. What does it add to it? How does it arrange it inside? It adapts itself to the upper light in order to feel it more. So much so that it starts to feel not only what it receives from the upper light, pleasure, but it also starts to feel the nature of the upper light, that it is the giver. In opposite that, it starts to feel that its own nature, the nature of the will to receive, is only a will to receive, and it is the opposite of the bestower. And that oppositeness, even though on the one hand they complement each other, one is pleasure, one is desire, and one enters into the other, and there is pleasure inside of the desire, however, from another side in parallel to that, it starts to feel that they are opposite to each other. One wants to give, the other one wants to receive. And that oppositeness invites within it, awakens within it in the will to receive shame, the feeling of inferiority. And then it cannot do anything. It feels itself as humiliated, and so much so that it feels that that sensation that it is receiving, it cancels it. Its self becomes cancelled, annulled, so much so that I am better off dead than alive. It is better to be dead than to feel that. His life.
Вот все-таки что меняется? Вот на первой стадии.
Well, nevertheless, what changes?
На третьей получает, а вот на четвертой.
Phase one.
В чем причина?
It receives, second and third it receives, and in the first it receives shame.
The recognition of its state. This is what is revealed in phase four. That the fact that I receive in phase one, two, and three. Well, so I receive. Seemingly, I feel myself in phase four, because these are four phases of the development of the desire. The upper light does not develop. It is the same everywhere. However, the development of the desire inside of the created being brings the created being to a state where it starts to feel who is filling it, how does he feel it, with what purpose does he feel it, and it starts to feel the essence of the giver relative to its own essence, and that gap between the giver and the receiver is revealed in it now, not like the gap, let's say, between a baby and a mother, that they both enjoy, each one does its role, and there is no problem. But rather, that there is here a gap in degree of one relative to the other, because the giver is the giver and the receiver is receiving. And the difference is great, it's infinite actually, between the two of them. And this is what the Creator reveals deliberately inside of the created being, in order to bring the created being to the necessity to grow all the way the degree of the Creator.
Как мне прийти к ощущению противоположности?
How should I reach a state?
Well, you should be ashamed that you are receiving from the entire world and you're not giving anything. Try to do that with the friends. Shame is actually the leverage, the means, which is the most important in order to correct oneself. But we always want to run away from the shame. Subconsciously, immediately, we want to mitigate it, to diminish it. This is a problem. There is a reason why it is written that shame is a feeling that is revealed to the high souls. It's not in our world. Well, in our world also, shame doesn't come to a simple person in the degrees of the still vegetative and animate. There is no shame. Everything just follows nature, seemingly. But we who operate above nature, above the degrees of the still vegetative and animate, on the speaking degree, this is where the shame is revealed. It's only the human in this world, one who reaches the degree of human or Adam, even in the corporeal life, he is ashamed, he blushes. That's it. There are many things to it. It's the matter of truth and false lie. But self-reception, the recognition of the self-reception in the created beings reveals shame. To be in order to bestow.
Вот этот стыд, он, вот этот стыд, он приводит к просьбе, к требованию.
This shame. This is what brings us to the demand, the request. How can Malchut find that place where there is no light?
Inside of the group. Inside of the group. If you come out for a moment from the thought about the friends, and you throw them away, then you should feel shame, unpleasantness, because you have left the boat in the middle of the ocean. You left the friends, and you are letting this boat drown in the depths of the sea.
Ну, Раф, это вы сказали, что это для
But you said it's not for, high souls.
But I didn't say it's not for us. True shame is revealed indeed towards the end of correction, but it also starts in our state, and we must not reject it.
Хорошо. А что дальше нам делать? Штурмовать вот этот стыд?
Okay. And from here on, what to do? To attack this shame, this lack of desire. What to do?
Bring ourselves to a state where the feeling of shame will direct us towards bestowal.
What shame does?
Shame exists naturally within us. The question is only how much do we give values and degrees to the feeling of the gap between us so that this brings us shame. Shame is the feeling of the gap between me and something, someone, right? The difference between the degrees is called shame. So, what we need to do is to pay attention to how much I want to bestow to the friends, how much I want to support them, to equalize with them, and so on. As it says, what we are studying here is actually a principle that later on Rabash and Bala Sulam explain in many articles. Look at the friends. If you discover shame towards them, then you are already in the right connection with them. And then that feeling of shame towards each and every friend, to some extent, it altogether positions you, establishes you in the right way in the ten.
Our flesh on the fire.
If I search for how to advance towards the Creator, towards the upper light, then I search for where is the difference between me and bestowal, the quality of bestowal. And therefore, I seemingly search for the feeling of shame. It, that feeling of shame, is a measure, indication of how much I'm opposite and in what am I the opposite of the upper light or of the Creator. It is the same thing. Meaning, shame is the difference between me and the Creator, actually. And it is very important. Without that feeling, a person cannot advance towards adhesion. Therefore, when I asked Rabash in the beginning of my way, what about shame? When do we feel shame and how is it? He said, shame is creation of its own. Meaning that there are many discernments possibly in it, but the feeling of the gap between the giver and the receiver, the Creator and the created being, that feeling of the gap that is called shame, it is creation, meaning the Creator created that ability to feel how much we are the opposite of Him. It is truly...
Tu dici che dobbiamo coprire il male con l'amore, no? Quindi la vergogna non è qualcosa che dobbiamo coprire con l'amore, non è considerata un male.
You say you have to cover the with love, the bad, so the shame is not something bad you have to cover, right?
Shame is something that is bad, but it promotes us, just like anything that we feel. There is nothing that is revealed without the need for it, for correction. And therefore, shame is a very important principle, means, I would say a central one, that by it we...
How not to run away and blur out the feeling of shame in the ten?
If a person wants to know the truth, and he prepares himself for that, then even though the feeling of shame, as much as it can be unpleasant, he is willing to feel it, to suffer it, and to turn it from darkness to light.
What holds him when it's burning in him?
The fact that this burning reveals the wound in him, the sickness which he is going to.
I wrote down that you said that if a person wants to know the truth and prepares himself for it, then he can tolerate the feeling of shame and can transform it from darkness to light. How do we prepare ourselves for shame?
As much as the discernment of shame brings you to the truth, and the truth is more important than anything.
Any other way to prepare?
Well, one thing is within the intellect and another is in the emotion. By increasing the intellect, we are able to... The role of the shame is to give us the distinction, the discernments that are between the giver and the receiver.
You have to get rid of the shame. Is this my job?
To correct it.
What does it mean, to correct it?
That shame will be transformed to honor.
How to do it? What's the action?
This is by trying to correct ourselves our whole life.
How?
By the reforming light, which we draw in the center of the group.
Work with the friends.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Gilad?
Rav, in addition to shame, there's a feeling that the light is doing it, that it's a phenomenon from the light.
These are already the consequences or the actualization of it, but the shame in itself, this is what we have to be concerned about, that we don't miss out on it and we should be sensitive to it as much as possible. And look at how much Kabbalists speak of it in all the discernments that they want to explain to us in their essays. All in all, it is about how we will discover the gaps between us and from between us and the Creator, meaning it all pertains to shame, to the gap.
What's the difference between shame and tormenting myself? What's the difference between shame and tormenting oneself?
It's unrelated to each other. The fact that I feel how much I am inferior to the friends or to the Creator. This comes in order to push me to advance towards bestowal, towards love, connection.
It's
like you're saying that you're eating yourself up. About this, it is written that a fool is sitting idly eating his own flesh. Meaning that we reach a state where we attribute everything to ourselves. This is half of the thing. After I feel to what extent I'm inferior, I do not just eat myself up. I realize that this is coming to me from the Creator, and everything that comes from the Creator comes in order for me to advance. And then I don't just sit idle eating my own flesh, but rather I get up and I go forward towards extra connection. And this is how I correct these flaws of shame that are revealed in me. The correction of shame is connection. Practically, it is connection.
And afterwards, he re-extended a line of light from the first three phases, and phase four remained a vacant space. Afterwards, the light of Ein Sof extended once more to the place that was emptied. It did not fill the entire place in all four phases, but only three phases, as was the desire of the point of restriction. Hence, the middle point that was restricted remained hollow, since the light illuminated only through phase four, but not all the way, and the light of Ein Sof stopped there. And we will henceforth explain the matter of the incorporation of the phases in one another applied in the upper worlds. And now you see that the four phases are incorporated in one another in such a way that within phase four itself, there are all four phases too. Thus, in phase four too, the light of Ein Sof reached the first three phases in it, and only the last phase in each four remained empty and without light.
Again.
Again, 28. Title. Afterwards, he re-extended a line of light from the first three phases, and phase four remained a vacant space. Afterwards, the light of Ein Sof extended once more to the place that was emptied. It did not fill the entire place in all four phases, but only three phases, as was the desire of the point of restriction. Hence, the middle point that has been restricted remained empty and hollow, since the light illuminated only through phase four, but not all the way, and the light of Ein Sof stopped there. We will henceforth explain the matter of the incorporation of the phases in one another applied in the upper world. Now you see that the four phases are incorporated in one another in such a way that within phase four itself, there are all four phases too. Thus, in phase four too, the light of Ein Sof reached the first three phases in it, and only the last phase in phase four remained empty and without light.
А что это за такая сила появляется вот в
четвертой фазе? What is this force that appears in phase four?
Только три стадии. Первая и не захватить.
That can force the light to fill only the three phases without entering the fourth.
In phase four, it becomes revealed how much the light and the desire in phase four in their opposites. And that oppositeness separates between them, and it does not allow the light to enter phase four within phase four.
And when we try to build inside of us this connection between us and with the Creator, you always direct us towards that. So we discover certain parts of correction and adhesion. We begin to feel this feeling all the time.
In spirituality, we're always working on the boundary, on the border, and attaining that boundary is actually all of our work. Where does the will to receive end, or in order to bestow, etc.? This is where we are always in monitoring and building the equivalence of form.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie. Una domanda, che cosa significa che la vergogna è una creazione a se stessa? Cioè, perché il Bore...
What does it mean that the shame is its own creation, separate creation? Can you explain what it means?
The Creator could have given the created being whatever he wanted. He could have built in the created being whatever he wanted, but not to give the created being the feeling of the gap between it and the Creator, which is called shame. That feeling of the difference, the essential difference between the receiver and the giver, awakens in the created being impatience, unpleasantness, so much so that the created being is willing to do anything just in order not to feel this difference. Look at what we do in our world. We, all in all, perform all of our actions only in order to not feel shame. Wars, competitions, struggles, whatever you want, it doesn't matter what it is. Everything that man does, he does it only due to shame.
Quindi dipende da noi come utilizziamo la vergogna, se lo usiamo per invertire il nostro desiderio con.
So it's up to us how do we use the shame. If we use it as a way to change our desire to receive in order to bestow, otherwise we do everything.
That's right. This is why we learn how to use shame correctly in order to reach the degree of the Creator, the degree of the Creator, so that I will be ashamed that I'm not like Him. But not like Him in bestowal, not in that I want to receive everything from Him.
Empty phase forward light. What does it mean?
This means that we need to be as sensitive as possible to the environment, to be impressed by the environment, to appreciate the environment, not to blur out, by my ego I do not blur out the environment, but to the contrary, I want to make them greater, I want to open up big eyes towards whatever is in the environment, and everything that I discover in the gap between me and the environment will serve me as leverage, as an incentive to reach a state where I will rise from a small degree of bestowal to a greater degree.
Women Hebrew.
Women Hebrew. When we reveal shame, what's the correct attitude towards such? Because it kind of shuts you down. How do you correctly use it?
How do we use shame correctly? If the shame is correct, it places the creature in such a way that he is obliged to operate in order to get rid of the shame. But he gets rid of the shame not in order to not be ashamed. That's the very initial lowly degree in the acts of bestowal, but rather he already is working above the shame, meaning it's not important to me the shame, I'm using it in order to bestow so that it will help me, as the shame helps me be the bestower. And through the shame, I check whether I'm in the desire to receive, and I want therefore to get rid of myself being in the shame, because then I feel this unpleasant, or that I'm working in order to be still above that, where it's not important to me about myself, but rather if I'm ashamed or not, it's pleasant or not, but rather I can step on myself and be above that. There are many degrees in this. We will get there, but it's good that there are such questions. Next.
Question from Sochi. How to develop the sensation of the shame in the work with the ten?
That we need to work upon. These are known things, and each of us can feel somewhat. After all, we are human beings, and therefore, relative to animals, we are ashamed. We have what to be ashamed about, because animals have all their actions in the desire only, and in us, it's in the intention. Therefore, we need to try and use the shame, not diminishing it and not getting rid of it or destroying it and not even cover it, but rather on the contrary, to the extent in which I work more and more with my shame, I can locate in me more points of clashing that I have with the Creator. Next.
B6. Do we need to awaken the sensation of the shame in the ten, or does each one just need to develop to awaken it towards himself?
No, also in the ten we need to awaken the feeling of shame and cultivate it such that each and every one will show himself how he's ashamed, what he should be ashamed of, that all his actions shall be in receiving or in bestowing, or receiving in order to bestow, bestowing in order to bestow, how all his actions will take on a graduation of shame and above the shame and despite the shame. That's something we need to do. All our work is with the shame. And this is the difference between the degree of animal and the degree of Adam, of the speaking. Still vegetative and animals do feel no shame whatsoever, and to the extent in which a person rises above the degree of the animate, he is more ashamed. Accordingly, we talk about the personality of a person, about his greatness. Yes.
Mati 1. What allows the creation to keep itself in restriction? Because we are existing only because of reception.
We need as much as possible to rise above the desire to receive more, to stop being proud that we are capable of doing something forcefully, and all our actions that should only be through the Creator, where we appeal to Him and ask, and the Creator performs, does it. Of course, it's not immediately, but that's what we have to gradually advance towards. And this is how we will come to the correct implementation. This we will learn. Yes.
Brazil 5. Why do we need to be ashamed if the awareness to lack of equivalence of form is what allows me to recognize the greatness of the Creator?
But by beginning to work above that shame, I am not erasing those discernments between me and the Creator. Rather, on the contrary, I am building myself in such a way similar, resembling the Creator. The approach is, I don't just like that erase the shame. the will to receive. No, I use it in order to rise above the degree of animal to the degree of speaking. More?
Moscow 18. How does the shame give a screen and turn to light?
I pray to the Creator, ask Him for the force to overcome over every single thing that I see that I'm not capable. And then as a result of that, I begin to feel that I receive such forces. Maybe not clearly, in an active way, but it happens. And this is how we begin to work with the Creator in partnership together. I raise my deficiencies, and the Creator executes.
Yes. 27. I heard that the correction of shame is connection. Why and how does connection correct the gap between oneself and the Creator?
Everything is revealed in connection and corrects everything. Even things that remain opposite, but in connection, they support one another. Therefore, connection is the result, the final desirable state, which concludes all the corrections. Next.
Kafkaz 1. Is shame a type of desire?
Shame is not a kind of desire. It's a result of the feeling of the gap between the desires of the Creator and the created being.
You're also asking, in what do I need to awaken the shame on myself or artificially?
We need to seek the differences between us in the ten and try and see each of us towards the successful image that we can depict to ourselves in the ten. And each of us in some way will come close to that image. Accordingly, we will feel the shame, and accordingly, we will demand corrections.
Germany. Is it correct to feel shame on this that you didn't pray on the friends?
Certainly. Our work is mostly prayer for the others, which those deficiencies we can raise to the Creator, and this is what the Creator hears. That is called the prayer of many, the prayer for the many.
Item 30, title, Explanation of the Expansion of the Light of Ein Sof, Infinity, into the four phases in order to reveal the vessel, the kli, which is the will to receive. Item 30. For this reason, any expansion of the light of Ein Sof, of infinity, consists of 10 sefirot, since the light of Ein Sof, which is the root and the emanator, is called Keter, the light of the expansion itself is called Chokhmah. And this is the full measure of expansion of the light from above, from Ein Sof. It has already been said that the will to receive is incorporated in every expansion of light from above. However, the form of the will to receive does not actually become apparent before the desire awakens in the emanated being to extend more light than the measure of its expansion. Thus, because the will to receive is included as potential immediately in the light of the expansion, the light is compelled to bring the potential to the actual. Consequently, the light awakens to extend additional abundance more than the measure of its expansion from Ein Sof. By this, the will to receive appears in practice in that light and acquires the form of the innovation through a slight disparity of form. For by this it becomes darker than the light, since it grew coarser by the new form. Also, this part, which has become coarser, is called Bina. This is the meaning of I am Bina, understanding. Mine is the Gvura, strength. In truth, Bina is a part of Chokhmah, meaning the actual light of expansion of Ein Sof. However, because she increased her desire and drew more abundance than the measure of the expansion in her from Ein Sof, she thus acquired disparity of form and grew slightly coarser than the light. Thus she acquired her own name, which is the Sfira Bina. And here, the essence of the additional abundance that she extended from Ein Sof by the power of the intensification of her desire is called light of chasadim, or upper water. This is because this light does not extend directly from Ein Sof like the light of Chokhmah, but through the assistance of the emanated being who intensified the desire. Hence, it merits its own name to be called light of chasadim, light of mercy, or water. Now you find that the Sfira of Bina consists of three discernments of light. The first discernment is the light of Bina itself, which is a part of the light of Chokhmah. The second is her growing coarser and the disparity of form in her, acquired by the intensification of her desire, of the desire. The third discernment is the light of Chasadim, light of mercy, that came to her through her own extension from Ein Sof. However, this still does not complete the entire vessel of reception, since the essence of Bina is the light of Chokhmah, which is very exalted, a direct expansion from the light of Ein Sof. Consequently, only the root for the vessels of reception and the operator for the operation of the vessel appeared in Bina. And afterward, that same light of Chasadim that she extended through the power of her intensification extended from her once more, and some illumination of Chokhmah was added. And this expansion of light of Chasadim is called Zeir Anpin, or Chagat. This light of expansion also increased its desire to extend a new abundance, more than the measure of illumination of Chokhmah in its expansion from Bina. This expansion is also regarded as two phases, because the light of expansion itself is called Zeranpin, or Vak, while the intensification in it is called Malchut. This is how we come by the ten Sfirot. Keter is Ein Sof. Chokhmah is the light of the expansion from Ein Sof. Bina is the light of Chokhmah that intensified in order to increase abundance, by which it grew coarser. Zeranpin, which consists of Chagat Nehi, is light of Chasadim with illumination of Chokhmah that expands from Bina, and Malchut is the second intensification to add illumination of Chokhmah more than there is in Zeranpin.
It's clear there are certain things here that are hard for us to grasp. We will learn that gradually over many of the next parts. He's just giving us a certain kind of rundown of what happens in the reception of the light that comes from the Creator into the will to receive of the created being. But we need to read it a few more times so we'll have a certain order in our head, even though the understanding will later slowly, slowly be added to it. Meantime, we have Kiev 1. Let's see what he wants.
It's
very interesting because we learned the four phases so many times, and still there are so many innovations here. Like the description of the lights in Bina is very interesting here. Like he's saying there's three lights, Chokhmah, Chasadim, and the third light, the light of the essence of Bina, seemingly. How did it grasp all this?
To understand is a problem because we don't feel it. But it's possible to understand it according to what he writes it, even superficially. But there's the light of Chokhmah, which expands from the Creator into the desire to receive. If the desire to receive does not want to receive, but rather wants and to be in equivalent form, then from above expands in him a different filling called the light of Chasadim. And there's a combination between the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chasadim. In the creature, meaning there's an ability, just like we learn, there's an ability to receive three kinds of lights. The light of Chokhmah directly from the Creator, the light of Chasadim, which comes actually from the awakening of the creature, or the combination between them, the light of Chasadim and the illumination of Chokhmah. And the creature is in all kinds of such states, and accordingly we examine where he is, what force he has, the force of the Masach, the force of restriction, the force of desire. This we will learn. This is actually the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Is it material? It's essential, foundational.
Rav, you gave a recommendation, yes, to go over the material again and study it in the tens.
Yeah.
And I must say, it was truly excellent to read it again with the ten. It was understood. It was.
This is surely what we need to do. This is what we need to do over the course of the day, yes. Over the course of the day till tomorrow, it's good to go over the same part, the same study material that we read in the morning lesson. I highly recommend it. It's in that all of us together, that we go over that same material, and not that everyone chooses whatever they want.
Rav, quisiera hacerle una pregunta relacionada al ejercicio de estudiar TES en la...
Rav, I wanted to ask about the exercise of reading TES together in the 10.
Gracias.
Yes, yes.
¿Qué tipo Thank de you. Sensación debemos transmitirle
what feelings should we broadcast to our friends who feel that studying tests is heavy because the light doesn't penetrate through the words that they read?
I understand you, and it doesn't need to stop us. We read it and learn it as a remedy. Meaning, as much as we'll read it and desire to understand it, but from this that we want to understand despite that we do not. Like Baal HaSulam writes to us in the introduction to Tess in letter 155. So as much as we want to understand what we're learning, despite that we do not understand it. From these two phenomena, that yes, very much want to know what you're learning, and along with this, don't understand it, don't get it. And then from these two, I reach a state that it's opened up to me, a new desire. I begin to feel new phenomena, because I am yearning very much to swallow these things. How can I understand them, feel them? Especially, how will I feel them inside me? By what am I feeling? Where are the desires, the thoughts, the qualities of mine that I can feel and bestow the influence of the light on me? By this, actually, specifically, we're developing. Specifically by this. So, this that we don't understand, it's an assistance from above. This the Creator does, that we shall feel that we don't understand, that from within this we'll desire, yearn to attain. Not to understand in our mind, but to attain, to be in it. Yes, dear Rav. The last verse, he writes that also in the upper worlds and in the lower worlds, it's all the expansion of the four phases, and this creates the will to receive. If we're talking about our world as we feel it, so every single desire that we feel is a result of these phases?
Of course. We're in that same system, just at its end, that did not yet begin to respond, the system, on the influence of the Creator. But of course that we're in it. Rather, where else could we be? All of reality is incorporated in the four phases of Havaya that come from the Creator, and they cascade and develop all of reality, all the worlds, everything, including us, including our universe, of course.
То есть, прежде чем я что-либо почувствую или подумаю, перед этим есть как бы там набор каких-то.
Meaning before I'll feel anything or think of anything, there's an order of actions that I don't feel yet.
Of course, until it reaches us and we awaken and we have some sensation and understanding that is us, that we exist, and it's us, something's happening with us, inside us. Before that, there's many actions from Enso, from infinity, until us. Yeah. We are just at the end of the chain.
So it turns out that we can also go in the opposite direction.
That's precisely our work. Exactly our work. To begin from our state that we're in and slowly climb on the ladder of degrees till infinity. And so.
И эта лестница ступеней до бесконечности, она тоже строится, да, по этим четырем.
This ladder of degrees to Ein Sof is also built according to these four phases.
Yeah, it is called Ein Sof, but in some total, it is 125 degrees, five worlds, five parzufim, five sefirot,
And 5 times 5 times 5, yes, 125 degrees. Until we reach entirely to incorporation in the Creator.
So if we talk about the fact that every thought and desire of ours is a result of these four phases that preceded them, then in every thought and desire, I can also go backwards?
You could be in motion from all these ladder of degrees from above below and below above. If you have a screen, this screen is like an elevator. You can do all the actions. Even to take with you more into the elevator with you, in the elevator room, more friends. And do this trip along with them?
How
do we do that practically in the 10?
We'll learn how to do this. By arvut, that each one completes the other, you build a society, a 10, in which you rise above. Until how much you're capable. It all depends on
Good morning, Rav. To continue that question, there's the system and there's the Creator. The system that we're talking about, when we address the Creator, pray to the Creator, are we always addressing through that system?
Always. We have no choice. We are connected with the Creator through all 125 degrees. How otherwise? There's nothing else besides this. From above below, from below above, all the connections are only through the ladder.
So how should we relate to the system? When we relate to this system, how do we, after all, it's not the Creator, it's something that transfers our request to the Creator, or is it the same?
We will learn it. We actually spoke about this. This is called the raising of man, the descent of the mud, the raising of the prayer, the answer of the prayer. We read about this. We can read more, but will be an account of this material.
No, what's important is what you said, that it all goes through the system.
If you ask where this material is in our archive, we have it in almost all the languages, about raising of the prayer, the answer of the prayer. It's two parts of the Zohar that explain for you ascents and descents.
So we've concluded. Rav, do you want maybe a few words to summarize?
I'm very happy that we're beginning to read over the course of the day what we learned in the morning, that we're going over the same material. It's really material that's written not so clearly. And what can you do? That's how Baal HaSulam wrote it. And there are more things there that are concealed and not understood. But we'll accept it. As we do, as a remedy, that it nonetheless influences us, it corrects us, advances us, and even though we're learning that the reward is in our hand, right? That the investment doesn't just go away.